This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop
to the DOJ Inspector General confirming he is in fact investigating anti-Trump FBI agent Peter Strzok and whether his bias had an impact on the beginning stages of the Russia investigation.
And we are now learning the embattled agent was escorted out of FBI headquarters. So has the credibility of Bob Mueller's probe now been compromised?
Here now to weigh in is Fox News senior judicial analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano. Thank you for joining
us this morning. Thank you for having me in your brand new studio.
So, look, when Horowitz was asked if he believed whether Strzok's text showed political bias,
right,
he said, quote, "I think as we found, it clearly shows a biased state of mind." How do you have a biased state of mind but not let that affect your work?
I don't know how you can split that hair, but remember, the Inspector General didn't say he found no bias.
He
found a lot of bias. He just found that the law enforcement decisions were not animated.
But how is that not impacted?
Because in the mindset of law enforcement, they despise their targets. J. Edgar Hoover famously hated the mob, hated communists, hated bank robbers, hated crooked politicians. In their mind, their job is not to be fair. It's to gather evidence about bad guys and pass that evidence on to prosecutors and let the courts and the juries concern themselves with fairness. But whether political bias, a dislike of someone because of their politics, made or contributed to the ultimate decision to prosecute or not to prosecute, I mean, Mike Horowitz, whom I know, a lot of us know and respect, appointed by President Bush, reappointed by President Obama, confirmed by a Republican Senate, confirmed by a Democratic Senate as Inspector General, has come to the conclusion that the bias was there, but it wasn't so overwhelming that it animated the decision. What's the decision? The decision not to investigate Hillary Clinton. We haven't even gotten to what did these people do to try and stop Donald Trump from becoming president. After that, it's what did these people do to try and prevent Donald Trump from being president after he already was in office.
Right.
We're still at the very early stages of why was Hillary exonerated? Was it for political reasons? Mike Horowitz says there was plenty of politics there, but they made a legal decision on Hillary. I disagree with the decision, and I don't know if the politics was there. I'm going to give the benefit of the doubt to Horowitz.
And that's just the Hillary investigation. Now we have this whole thing kind of spinning off into Horowitz looking at the Mueller investigation and whether or not Peter Strzok took what a lot of people think was some pretty weak evidence, this dossier, and put it into this investigation or at least tried to help get into this
investigation. I don't think, and I know you want me to answer this, I don't think whatever happens to Strzok impacts Mueller, and I'll tell you what, because Bob Mueller did the right thing as soon as he learned about Peter Strzok. He fired him. Now, he didn't fire him as an FBI agent. He can't do that. He fired him as a part of his team. He went back to what we call main justice and got a job in HR from which he was apparently, we don't know yet, apparently fired yesterday. So his tweets have gotten him in trouble, but the government has done the right thing when they learned about them.
So there are a number of recent FBI DOJ departures, and we have a whole list of them. Among them, though, Peter Strzok is demoted, is still there. I mean, that's one of those glaring things
now. So the demotion.
Maybe, right, but as of now, anyway. Yeah.
The demotion is what I was talking about just a few moments ago when Bob Mueller said you can't work from anywhere. Now, we don't know what his status is this morning. I got to tell you, if he was escorted out of the building, that means his badge and his gun were taken from him, and the guys escorting him had their badges and guns on them. So he probably was fired, but we'll find out this morning.
My question is, do you think that he should be fired? Again, we don't know exactly his status this morning. Do you think anyone else needs to go?
Well, remember, the government has a lot of statutes that protect people from being fired because of their political opinions.
Right.
So he would be fireable if he made law enforcement decisions for the wrong basis, for a non-law enforcement reason. And we don't know if he did that yet, but we know that something happened yesterday. They wouldn't have this dramatic, they don't escort you out for the heck
of it. Just for fun, right.
boxes here a little bit as precedent. Okay, was Peter Strzok consistent in his decision making with Hillary Clinton, with Donald Trump, and others throughout his career? I think that's the thing that Inspector Horowitz needs to look at as well, to see if there was precedent already established.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, nobody said it was going to be easy, right? As we get through this morass of just absolute incredulous incompetence, out and out lying, what Dr. Jerome Corsi, our next guest, has declared and defined as the deep state, and it is becoming more and more obvious. It was Dr. Corsi who predicted and said that it was more than a prediction. I mean, this was investigative reporting back in 2016, what the objective of the deep state was. He called him out in his now best-selling book, Killing the Deep State, The Fight to Save President Trump. Jerome Corsi joins us now. Jerome, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Bill. It's good to be back with you.
Always good to be talking to you. I want to get more into the deep state and everything, but first of all, let's talk about President Trump's action to make family, hold families together. I mean, this became a hot potato that he had to address, right?
Well, the Democrats have made this an issue. It's the optics of seeing children saying, "I want my mother," and "Where's mommy?" and all of this. It's political theater on the Democrats' part, because this was a policy where Barack Obama had put kids in cages and given them, aluminum whatever blankets to wrap themselves around. And the media did nothing when Barack Obama did that, because of course the media is completely, this mainstream media is totally biased media. Mm-hmm. And it's a fraud, and I think President Trump adequately and accurately called it out last night in his speech.
Right.
And I think this, the American public are catching on to this, that the unequal justice that we have now in the Justice Department, where Hillary Clinton can do anything she wants to do and never be indicted mm-hmm. by crooked FBI directors like James Comey. Prosecutors like Mueller will make a career of indicting Paul Manafort. Mm-hmm. Maybe they can indict him 100 times. To do. And yet, there's no investigations going on whatsoever of all that we're finding out from the Inspector General. Jeff Sessions seems to be paralyzed, and Rod Rosenstein is running the Department of Justice, and he is clearly a deep state operative. He's not releasing the pages of information that Congress, in its oversight capacity, has a right to see. So we're still at the, but I think the American public are catching on.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is now more and more obvious as the days go by that the hard left is, Democratic Party has become a communist party, and they're acting like a communist party.
Right.
They don't want a First Amendment. They don't want a Second Amendment. They don't want a Fourth Amendment, because They think the intelligence agencies will go after conservatives and libertarians, anybody who believes in God, and you know, using all of the tools, Facebook and all the social media tools, to gather information on people and archive it permanently in the National Security Agency. In the
exactly.
CIA.
Yeah.
I mean, this is really, I think American people are finally seeing the alarm that I've been pushing,
right,
you know, for a long time now on the deep state, that we have a shadow government that is really anti-American, New World Order oriented, and we need to put an end to this.
Mm-hmm. And again, that's what you reinforced in your speech at the Heritage yesterday, right?
Yes, it was a great opportunity to be at Heritage. I put it up on my YouTube channel,
mm-hmm.
and it's gotten 8,000 or 9,000 views so far. My YouTube channel is JRL, my initials, from Robert Lewis Corsi, JRLCORSI. And it's about a 35-minute speech, but I think it really summarizes the key points that I'm concerned about in killing the deep state.
You know, for some reporters who have been critical of you, Jerome, you know, and I keep waiting for them, of course, not about to, you know, they're critical of you, and they were critical of what you had first released with killing the deep state. They, oh, you know, he doesn't know what he's talking about. But look at all the truth of what you've written is now being exposed. There's some things down the line, and you and I have talked about this as well, in terms of the absolute clear corruption of the Barack Obama administration. And, you know, and every day more and more is being revealed, but they want to ignore these things. I mean, even your statement about that the Democratic Party has become communist. I mean, this has been going on for decades. Trevor Loudon has reported extensively that you've got card carrying, you know, communist, you know, from the they call it what the Democrat Socialist Party. That they all belong to, and this goes unheralded. I mean, and unreported, you know. And yet, you're again one of the few people who are pointing this out. And you know, meanwhile, America is just kind of shrugging a little bit. Yes, they are opening their eyes a little bit, but I'm you know, we keep sounding the alarm. You're sounding the alarm to realize that when are we going to take on this problem? Are we going to take this problem on before they get to the border, or after they're in and amongst us? And right now, I mean, we've got elected officials in and amongst us, you know, controlling particular aspects of our government.
Well, I think the, you know, we need to continue with the alarm because people are going to catch on. They are.
Mm-hmm.
And with the border, I'm pretty confident that there will be a bill put on the president's desk on the immigration. I don't think it may get zero Democratic signatures.
Mm-hmm.
And the Democratic Party is going to be in for a rude awakening, I think, in November. Just look at the number of people that were at that rally last night with the president.
Well, that was incredible. Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, the American people, the history of elections is if all the party is running on is hate Trump with no positive agenda on their own. What's the Democratic Party agenda? It's resistance.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the American people don't want resistance. The American mm-hmm. people want problems solved. And mm-hmm. Donald Trump is working, despite all this opposition, to create jobs, to end these one-sided free trade agreements, which, you know, are not fair to American workers.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they're negotiated, going back to George H.W. Bush. And, you know, Democrats and Republicans alike have been the New World Order internationalists that basically don't like the United States, think we're antiquated, that our Constitution is outmoded, that anybody who believes in God is a fool. You know, and these are historically when people go down that direction and begin to believe the utopian lie of socialism or communism, it's headed towards totalitarianism.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see that in the Democratic Party right now.
Yeah.
They don't want debate. But the universities are the same. They don't want to have a speaker there who's going to present challenging ideas. They want safe zones so that they're not conflicted by anything except the communist ideology they're being taught. Mm-hmm. And when they get out of these schools, it's going to be another very rude awakening to what they're going to do to earn a living.
Yeah, without a doubt, because life's going to hit them straight in the face. Jerome Corsi is with us. We've got to go to break. We'll be right back. More from Jerome and Killing the Deep State after this. I'm Bill Martinez, 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Getting America back on track. Yeah. Bill Martinez live.
Live. Fresh Christian Independent, just the way you like us, coming to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with Dr. Jerome Corsi continues, the author of the best-selling book, Killing the Deep State, the Fight to Save President Trump. Dr. Corsi also serves as the Washington Bureau Chief for Infowars.com. Jerome, what is it about the FBI speak that tells you one thing, gives you all this evidence why somebody should be indicted, and then comes up with this crosstalk, like in the case of Hillary Clinton back in July of 2016 when James Comey gave us all this evidence why she should be indicted, and then makes a hard left and says, well, no reasonable prosecutor would do anything about this, so he lets it go. Then you've got Horowitz who comes on and in two testimonies on the Hill gives us all this evidence of bias, and he says, well, but bias didn't exist when it came down to decision-making. What part of reality do you have to suspend to come to that conclusion?
Well, the charge, the mission of the inspector general was defined such that they were not going to second guess if a decision could be made to prosecute or not to prosecute, as long as there was a basis in law, some basis or other in law, and you can almost find a basis in law for any argument you want to make.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't going to, the inspector general was not going to second guess the prosecutors. Now, when you get into the body of the text, it was clear that the entire investigation was biased.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one page, I'm not going to second guess, and it wasn't a political decision. And then it's 499 pages that it was completely biased, and it was a political decision.
Right.
It's just got to understand the mission of the inspector general. And his job is not, at this point, he's producing facts. And we wouldn't have had the Strozik and Page emails if it weren't for the inspector general.
Mm-hmm.
And in his next report, what Horowitz was telegraphing is that Peter Strozik's obvious hatred of Donald Trump did bias the Wiener laptop investigation, where they had the laptop for a month in September 2016 and did nothing with it until October. And when they did something with it, they were forced to, because New York Police Department was going to release that information to the public anyway, and it would have been embarrassing to the FBI that they had done nothing to investigate it at all. Strozik was also heading the Russian investigation, and that was a biased investigation. Strozik in the emails says he realized there was no there. There was nothing to the Russian investigation. Mm-hmm. It's actually going to hurt his career. So, I mean, we've got to understand that the inspector general is going to have about five reports here, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be increasingly damaging to the FBI and to the Department of Justice. They're already devastating. I mean, anyone looking at reading the inspector general's report, it's obvious that we have a political justice system under Barack Obama that was weaponized to go after political opponents.
Right. Whether it was the FBI or the IRS or the EPA, we've seen it time and again.
Over and over again. The entire bureaucracy, which is, you know, largely composed these days of, you know, 20, 30, 40 years old, 50-year-old people coming out of these leftist universities.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the, you know, New World Order crowd that think more government is better. And they want to regulate everything. Well, in the IRS, was completely biased, and Representative Steve Stockman, who wanted to lock up Lois Lerner, gave a speech to that effect in July 2016. Well, the Department of Justice in Texas turned on him, started investigating his 501c3 and his tax exempt foundation and his campaign financing, and they just convicted him of 23 counts of felonies for fraud. Well, I know Steve Stockman very well.
Mm-hmm.
He might have made a few accounting mistakes, but he's not a criminal.
Right, exactly.
What you've got is the Department of Justice can investigate anybody's 501c3. I mean, I don't have a 501c3.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't take tax exempt money through any I'm paying taxes on everything.
Exactly.
Because, again, you know, I don't contribute to political campaigns. I mean, because the bureaucracy has this massive database that they never lose, and they are targeting people like myself who are trying to, you know, argue for the Constitution because they don't believe in the Constitution anymore.
Well, look what happened to Dinesh D'Souza.
Precisely. And you know, Dinesh D'Souza is a classic example, you know, where others who have committed far worse offenses. Look at Hillary Clinton and all the campaign finance violations she could be charged with legitimately.
Well, Rosie O'Donnell admitted to breaking the law, and she's still running around, you know, absolutely free. This is a joke.
Well, they declined prosecution. I mean, I'm also on this case of William Walters, who is a gambler, and he was indicted by Pat Bahara, another one of these crooked criminal political prosecutors in New York, who, you know, was trying to get insider trading cases because he wanted to make himself to be like Giuliani, you know, a big enforcer in Wall Street.
Mm-hmm.
And for 4 years, I attended the appeal of the U.S. Circuit Court in New York. For 4 years, a FBI agent named David Chavez, who was a supervisor, leaked systematically to the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal. There were thousands of emails. They had dinners, they had cocktails, they had breakfast. He was leaking on the case 2 years before Billy Walters was indicted.
Oh, wow.
Now, and Pret Bahara denied it until, you know, the defense produced evidence and trial judge, Justice Castle, said, yes, this was misconduct, and the judge let the trial go on. Now, the appeals court said, how could this be? I mean, you know, the 4 years of systematic leaking of grand jury secrets, which is a crime.
Right.
Pret Bahara said he didn't know what was going on. Well, Pret Bahara read the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times, and he had to recognize these articles were coming out of his case and out of the grand jury. He's not a fool. He may be a liar, and he's a political prosecutor who will lie to get a conviction and will break the rule. Same thing with Manafort's case. These are cases that were 10 years old. And, you know, the IRS and the FBI had already looked at all this and found nothing wrong with Manafort. General Flynn didn't lie. You know, Strozek and McCabe rewrote his interrogation report, what they call 302 report, to make it look like he lied. And we're going to find massive spying. That's the next thing we're going to find. And we're only at the very beginning of understanding this. It's going to take 2 more years, I'm predicting. There's massive spying, the FBI putting spies into Trump's campaign in coordination with British intelligence, which was doing the same thing in London. And, you know, how could you spy on an opponent's political campaign?
Exactly.
That's not justice. That's not America. You know, that's Russia. That's communist Russia. Well, again, as I'm saying, these people are acting like communists.
Yeah. I thought it was quite interesting. You know, people sometimes self-indict. If you remember what Hillary had to say during the campaign, a lot of what she accused Donald Trump of doing was the very thing that she's doing. You know, I find that to be quite interesting, don't you?
Yeah, very much. You're exactly right. Including collusion with Russia.
Including, yes. And collusion with the Barack Obama administration and so many collusive ties and webs here. America, get ready. You're going to find out the truth here, so get ready for it. Go ahead. We got about 10 seconds. You can wrap it up. I'll give you the last word.
Uranium One is a huge scandal. That's going to be the mother load. Wait till you see. The Mueller covered it up. Hillary made $147 million.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan?
Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're signing an executive order. It's about keeping families together.
And just a few hours after President Trump signed that order to end the separation of illegal immigrant families who tried to cross the Mexican border, he was speaking at a campaign-style rally in Duluth, Minnesota, highlighting the issue of illegal immigration and calling for the election of more Republicans to Congress to fix it.
Democrats don't care about the impact of uncontrolled migration on your communities, your schools, your jobs, or your safety.
The House expected to consider immigration legislation today. If it clears the House, it would face an uncertain fate in the Senate next. Today, the Trump administration is going to recommend combining the Department of Labor and the Department of Education. And this is USA Radio News.
I love my family, but last week, not so much. They blew through our shared data again. Then we switched to Boost and got unlimited gigs, plus 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line for the whole family for a great price. So now I love them all again. We just needed a switch.
Switch to Boost and get three lines with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month and 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line. Plus get up to three free phones, all on a super reliable, super fast nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 8/31/18. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 and 3 are $0 a month. Requires one line to port in. Line includes unlimited talk, text, and data. Video streams optimized at up to 480p+. Music at up to 500 kilobits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Three phones require port in and activation on plans $50 or higher. Covered in offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
A little Mongo Jerry, just to get you in the mood, huh? What was the last time you heard something? Mongo Jerry music. But it's summertime, and it's appropriate, so I hope you're in the mood, because the heat is coming, whether you like it or not. I know some of us in around the country have already been exposed to it, and as well as more water than we'd like to. But, hey, the seasons come, and they go. So welcome summer all over this country. This is, you know, Tina Marie, I got to bring you on here right now. The Counterculture Mom joins us. This is the longest day, I guess the first day of summer, the longest day of the year. Is that what that is?
Oh, really? See, I'm so busy raising four kids and trying to save the U.S. with you, I forgot today was the first day of summer.
Well, it'll just give you more time to chase after the kids.
That's about it.
Thank God the husband unit is being obedient, behaving himself. So you got one less thing off the checklist. Hey, so much to talk about in your report this week, and only because there was so much craziness, I just kind of want to just touch a little bit on Chris Platt's acceptance speech at MTV Music Video. We're going to talk more about it because I need to bracket this a little bit because there is so much stuff to wade through here, moms across the country and dads as well, as you hear from the Culture Mom every week. This stuff is really, it is so perverted and shocking as to what is invading our culture and impacting our young kids. Like this story that you write about here, Tina, about a mom freaking out her six-year-old daughter, six-year-old. We're worried about kids at the border, and I understand, and we should be.
Yes.
But here in our own country, look at what's happening. I mean, forget about fences, forget about anything else. I mean, we've got elements out there attacking the minds of our young daughters. And tell us about this. This is incredible.
Yeah, well, a mom alerted me to this story where there was a mom who let her daughter just, you know, play her on the iPad. And she was actually one of those diligent parents that knew what was going on and would keep an eye on her. Thank God she was, because she was looking over and she goes, what is that? And what happened was it happened within a couple of minutes. Luckily, she caught it. Her daughter, who was six, was invited through Roblox by another friend. Hey, come check out this room. It looks fun and fantastic. Well, it turned out to be a sex room.
Oy.
And I was horrified as a parent looking at the scenes. They leave nothing to the imagination. Now, the video I shared on Facebook, on my Facebook page, Counterculture Mom, go ahead, like me there, and post stories. I have it open where parents can post stories on it. It's not just my content. Mm-hmm. We need to help each other and band together here.
Exactly.
That video, you know, it blocks out the graphicness of it for the video's sake, but the kids actually see every body part on these characters in Roblox. And so mom was horrified, grabbed the iPad, alerted people, wrote a story about it, put it in the news, and now people know what to watch out for. But I have been warning parents for probably the last 2 years about Roblox when I go do live shows, do the Hollywood Exposed show, just because, yes, there are so many thousands of options that are positive with Roblox, but the problem I have with Roblox is there's no way that a parent can have parental discretion or set parameters on what
any kind of filter or anything like that. Huh?
No, nothing.
That's dangerous. No.
And even if the kids are not searching for it.
And she's saying on Roblox, this isn't a cartoon. These are adults or, you know,
yep.
Whatever, right?
Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The sex room is very clear. Sometimes there's multiple people, you know, sexually active, and every position in the book, positions I didn't know existed. So, you know, you got something going on here when kids are being sexualized in this culture today, and it's looking normal. It just looks absolutely normal. We had the same thing happen. I don't know if I sent you the story about it, but up in Canada, they had a high school, Vancouver High School, had a sex
yes.
scene during lunch hour.
What is this?
Sex
at lunch game? I mean, there's not enough of reading, writing, and arithmetic. Now we got to do sex at lunch game at a Vancouver school?
Yeah, it's all over. I don't know what it is with sex, but to me, if you have it outside of marriage and it makes common sense, you're going to have consequences. And the problem that I have, and I know you feel the same way, is that they glamorize it and don't show the consequences. And our poor kids are landing up dead with a disease, pregnant at 12. And so we've got to get the sex out of their head and get arithmetic back in their head and not Common Core arithmetic.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's a game that was highly publicized within school grounds, but the teachers were like, don't tell anybody that we're doing this. It's a sex game, lunch hour time.
The teachers are writing interference on this?
Oh, yeah, they're the ones that created the game, and it's teachers against students, and I just posted a video about it on Counterculture Mom's Facebook page. Check it out. Share it. Because if it's happening there, it's happening all over. But a reporter went undercover at the school, and literally in the video that I just posted, you can see different rounds of the game and how people are laughing about it. The teachers are encouraging kids to be sexually active, and they get points for how many they get right during this lunch hour, and it was not in the parents' calendar, of course not, because they would have caused big stir and probably sued somebody.
Yeah, how do you put it on the parents' calendar? Yes,
I know.
Every Tuesday we have the sex at lunch game, and the winners of last week include your daughters. Isn't that cool?
That's about it. It was not in there, and they told the kids, do not tell your parents, we don't want this to get busted.
Of course not. Now, are the teachers interacting in this, too? I mean, is this a free-for-all here?
Yeah, they were the ones that are participating, the ones that created the idea, and they were the ones that were answering. There was a big teacher ring on one side and the students on the other, and they were battling out to see who knew more about sex. It's crazy.
Oh, this is just sexual conversation, not sexual interaction, but let's just rouse everybody up here, right?
That's about it. Well, that comes next. Who knows what was going on in the school grounds? If that's all you're putting in your head, that's all you're going to think about, and that's all you're going to go do. I mean,
well,
I have heard horror stories from friends that are teachers that said, Tina, oh my gosh, you're talking to middle and high school students doing a school assembly. You got to talk to the toddlers. We've got 5, 6, and 7-year-old kids sexually active in the bathroom stalls that we've caught at our school. This is coming straight from a teacher friend of mine who's in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Mm.
It's crazy, Bill. And that's because kids think it's cool because that's all they and watch, and even with parents not being aware of what they're seeing, and they think it's a fun Roblox game, now we've got this. And kids are like, well, that, I'm kind of curious. What is that? You know, it's, what we put in our minds is who we become and what we believe, and we don't know right.
It becomes our target focus, and there is something, yeah, you know, about this. You know, the Song of Solomon repeatedly warns us, do not wake up love before it's time. That is the refrain, right? And and it is the fact that it can be so addicting and such a draw, and that becomes the target focus, that we find ourselves doing things that we would never thought possible. I had a discussion earlier this week with a ministry leader, and what happened to her. And, you know, she was already dealing with some sexual issues in her life because she was abused as a child. And she understood this. And I mean, you know, I was tormented to hear her story, because this happens to all of us in different aspects of our life. And we can so relate with, you know, with the Apostle Paul, who says, the things that I want to do, I don't do. The things that I don't want to do, I do. I mean, we are a mess, but thank God, God understands this about us. And this is why we have Jesus, you know, to redeem us. But, you know, here we are, and we're watching this as parents, and those of us who have lived a certain amount of life and experience and know that, you know, as I tell my kids all the time, experience defines preference. And we know the preference that we want for our kids, and we're trying to raise them up, not because we're killjoys, but only because we saw what we did to our own lives, how we messed our own lives up. And, you know, so yes, we have to be even more vigilant, because it was even with a lot different, Tina, when you and I were growing up. You know, there were certain restrictions. I mean, I was back in the old days when you couldn't show, there couldn't be a public show of affection. In high school, you couldn't hold a girl's hand. And I can tell you, and I was involved in student government in high school. Within 2 years after our graduating class, sex had invaded the campus to such a degree that we used to sell, you know, whether it was distributing the high school annuals or, you know, suckers and, you know, fundraiser things out of this little hut. They had to all but take it away, because the kids were going into the hut having sex at lunch. I mean, forget about sex talk and the sex game. They were just, you know, all the way. I mean, and this was within 2 years after being in a school where you could not, I mean, you would get busted for public show of affection. They took it to a whole nother level. More from Tina. Stay with us right after this.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. A recent survey found 65% of Americans use a rewards credit card, yet many don't utilize their full benefits. International travel expert Lee Abamonte explains how your banking relationship can boost your credit card rewards.
Many credit cards reward you for spending. I love the Bank of America Premium Rewards credit card because I earn 2 points for every dollar I spend on dining and travel purchases. Above and beyond those base points, I recommend you also check to see if you qualify for a banking rewards program to really maximize your rewards earnings. For example, if you're enrolled in the Bank of America Preferred Rewards program, you could earn between an additional 25 to 75% in bonus points with the Premium Rewards card, which totals up to 3.5 points for every dollar spent on travel and dining purchases. Plus, Preferred Rewards clients may be eligible for an additional benefits such as free withdrawals at non-Bank of America ATMs, as well as discounts on home and auto loans.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies.
you create 9/11, do 9/11, then you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Stand in the light and be seen as we are.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
This is who I am inside. This is who I am. I'm not gonna hide. 'Cause the greatest risk we'll ever take is by far. To stand in the light and be seen as we are.
Your program. Your calls. Your opinions. Live.
Well, what a perfect lyric. Knobber, you've done it again. You picked just the right song for, you know, the perfect conversation here with the counterculture mom, Tina Marie. You know, Tina, that's what it comes down to. I mean, you know, that are we going, you know, when the light is turned on and we're there naked, nothing to hide. And the fact of the matter is, even though we put clothes on and we think, you know, we're so... you know, we bought into the lingo of the day saying that we're perfect. I like what Chris Platt said. You're not perfect. And everybody had a chuckle at that because they realized, hey, you know, we kind of bought into the lie. And as I say, we're going to talk a little bit more about that. But as I started to say before is that, you know, the kids today compared to when we were growing up are so bombarded. And it is so overwhelming, and how they're able to make it through and not be sexed up, it is an absolute miracle. But if we ever needed, you know, kind of like what in the New Testament and the Apostle Paul talked about when there was bad porridge, there was death in that porridge, he got good porridge. And my beckoning and my request to this younger generation is to stay pure, because your generation needs purity. We're going to need that pure element to mix in to your culture and your time when the baton is passed off, so that there is that moral compass, because your friends are lost. And I'm not saying that in a sense that because they're lost right now that they are forgotten. They're not forgotten. This is why we're talking about it, because if it didn't matter, we wouldn't be talking about it. And the counterculture mom, she's got four kids and a husband unit to keep her hands busy enough as it is. She doesn't need to be doing all this stuff except for that it does matter. And our caution, admonition, and love toward you is to say, look, it stay pure. And even if you made a mistake, look at, you know, as Chris Platt said, we're not perfect. We make mistakes. We're going to do that. There is redemption, and there is another day to start over again. You know, Tina, I like what you said earlier with some of these girls who are coming forth and saying, hey, look at, I messed up and I wanted to be a virgin. I'm not a virgin. Can I have a do over? Right.
Yep. Amen. And I've been speaking at schools now for 15 years, and secondary virginity is something I do address. Mm-hmm. Physically, can you, you know, go back there again? You can't physically, but emotionally and spiritually you can, and God forgives. And, you know, Satan wants to tell these young kids, you've already messed up in the past. Why even try to abstain from sex now? You can't start over again.
Right.
And he's trying to destroy children's identity and making them believe that they are their mistakes, and they're not. And so if we can break through the lies and let them know you're created in the image of Christ, you can start over again. And what you just said, nobody's perfect. And when they finally get that and realize that, I love seeing the light bulb go off. I can physically see them understand when I'm speaking to them. And it's so cool. And that's what keeps me fired up, that there is hope. And once these kids get truth, they are loud about it. So with technology, yes, there's tons of stuff they can get their hands on that's damaging. But at the same time, I tell them, use technology for the good and blast out the amazing redemption story of your own life, or how to help people in your community, or share a positive news story. Feature a teen in your school that's doing something right, so it encourages other people to do the same thing. Share what happened to you in the past and how you've been free from it. So technology is also a great way to get the truth of who God is out there, just what Chris did. He used his platform, and when I saw it, I'm like, man. And I remember the pressure, and I wasn't the Chris Platt in Hollywood, and I remember the great pressure I was under, knowing full well, and I was fired several times while working on different movie sets, because every time you use a platform, especially in Chris's situation, you're taking the chance that you might never work in Hollywood again. And
exactly.
And you were called by God for that time. So,
No question. Well, it's amazing. I mean, of all places, the MTV Music Video Awards. I mean, talk about going into the devil's den. But did you watch the expression of the people there? I mean, you could tell. I mean, you know, and I thought, wow, in contrast here, we just saw, you know, the Tony Awards, and you got Robert De Niro with his expletive towards our president. You know, here it is. What a breath of fresh air. And this is the thing. You get people who are, in a sense, closet Christians. And, you know, and you got to come out of the closet, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you have nothing to apologize for, and you got everything to be grateful for. And there are people out there, you know, to your earlier point, Tina, they need to have a peer group that says, hey, it's okay to live a righteous life. In fact, it's very beneficial. You know, look at what happens in my family. You know, we talked with Kirk Cameron last week about his released DVD, and now on Connect, which was a Fathom event earlier in the year, which talks about this impact of social media and how it's, you know, invaded our families. And he and Chelsea, you know, they decided one year, you know, for Mother's Day, Chelsea does something a little bit different. She doesn't want gifts. She gives gifts. And so her and Kirk decided they were going to give their kids, their six kids, iPhones, you know, and connect them, you know, get them all technically connected. And just thinking, like most people, that, you know, it seems harmless, good idea. You know, hey, well, you know, there's these practical reasons. But didn't realize until he happened to meet with somebody that said, hey, look, at my child was exposed through that phone to something that was quite pernicious. And there was somebody, you know, his son, that was going after his son through the portal to try to get him away from his family so that he could have sex with him and molest this boy.
It really does blow my mind. There's so much of this stuff going on, and of course the majority of media outlets are not reporting this. It's happening all over the place of people meeting each other, especially, and the ones I hear about the most is the chat features through video games. Because these kids think, oh, it's so cool, I'm going to go with my friend across town and in person and play video games side by side instead of through, you know, the screen. Well, a lot of kids are kidnapped, raped, murdered. And you hear one story every now and then, but this is so prevalent. So it's so important to make sure our kids are understanding how to be safe. And the biggest thing is we know that they're going to be exposed at some point in time, if not daily. And so by having them know that they can come to us and trust us, and report to us what is going on, I think that's the biggest thing. What to do once they do see something or get a chat message from someone that's inappropriate, what to do when that happens, because it will happen.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many issues. I don't know if you heard about the sex trafficking. I watched a video a dad up in Michigan. It's the second highest state in the country for sex trafficking. His wife and daughter, 6-year-old daughter, were literally almost kidnapped out of the Target parking lot with three cars that surrounded them. And he had a video I just posted on YouTube as well, urging people, once he did the research on how prevalent this is. So even like going out to the stores today, it seems so sad that we're in that type of, you know, time of day and age, but we are, and we have to be alert, aware, and know what to do when we're stuck in those situations. I told my husband about that, and he's like, okay, that's it. Which gun do you want in your purse?
Right. Well, you know, you have to be situationally aware, and that there is lots of danger out here. And, you know, this is the big argument at the border right now. Yes, we're talking about kids, and it's heartbreaking and all this stuff. But look, we have to secure our borders. We've got people living amongst us that we have no idea. As you say, this happened within the country. This isn't an existential danger anymore. This is a domestic danger.
Yes.
And this is happening. And even with these kids that come across the border that are illegal, operating in the shadows and that sort of thing, what they're exposed to in terms of drug trafficking and sex trafficking, you know, we have no idea. We sit at home in our nice middle-class homes and, you know, watching, you know, Last Man Standing and thinking everything is fine and stuff like that. But there are people in our country, in our neighborhoods. I mean, look what happened in that one neighborhood when they found out that guy had been holding all those girls, you know, hostage for all those years. And they had babies and everything else. I mean, it's like, but, you know, we're just happy to go along to get along. But, you know, I'll tell you, something has to give on this stuff, and people need to wake up that this is a serious issue. This whole thing of sex trafficking and on, and this breakdown in our moral fiber and structure. There is another story too I wanted to touch on real quick, and then we're going to finish it up with Chris, the rapper who was shot dead 3 days ago. Tell us about that real quick, because I want to get on to Chris.
Yes, yes, and XXX. Tenacian, I don't even know how to say his name. These rappers have such weird names. And I just heard about him about 6 months ago, just because I had a heart attack when he released, a 20-year-old rapper from Florida. His name is Dasa Onfroy. It's his real name. Mm-hmm. But he released a music video about a half a year ago, and I just alerted parents, do not have your kids watch it. There was like 19, 20 million hits within the first 2 days, and it depicted a little white boy, maybe 7 or 8 years old, a little black boy right next to him on the stage, and this rapper, along with the little black boy, placed a noose around the little white boy's neck and lifted, you know, pulled on the rope, and the boy was about 6 feet off the stage, his feet twitching and dangling until he goes limp. I thought I was going to puke. It was so graphic. So anyway, that was happening, and this guy was shot dead. This rapper that did that was shot dead a couple days ago in Florida with a robbery gone wrong. He just happened to be in the wrong place, wrong time. But it goes to show, when you promote death, it lands in destruction and death. I find it very, not so much of a coincidence that it happened to be him.
Exactly.
It happened to
him. Unbelievable. Well, Chris Platt, boy, I'll tell you, what a commotion he made. Gave us 9 rules for life and his experience. Thank God for his courage. And more importantly, thank God for the truth, Tina, because the truth is out there, as you said earlier. But if we're not in search of it and we just go along to get along, we're going to miss out on something that is hugely significant and that is a direct blessing from God himself.
Agree more. We've all been given a gift. Let's get out there and pick one thing we can tackle. Text Media Guide, no spaces, to 44222 and connect with me and get my Pop Culture Purge update.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HB Extract. Or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Want revenge?